Mr. McRae is excused. I haven't heard from Ms. Coon, but that's the minutes show that everyone else is present. Do we have any public input? No public input? I'll ask for an approval of the April minutes.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Purchasing approvals are going around.
Oh, we can start with those, I guess.
Animal control. Our coroner is not with us, but Mr. Kelly is.
And he's our chairman. Any questions you may have?
Kelly, we...
No questions.
No, I know you have...
An order here. A purchase order for a Canon ADB MH. It'll be replacing our copying machine up there. What this will allow us to do as well, too, is to email our reports, scan and email our reports in a PDF file to where they're not, they can't be opened up or anything or tampered with as well, too. The copier that is up there then at the office currently will then be sent to the morgue for use there.
Is it in the budget?
Yes, it has been a budgeted item.
You heard the request from the coroner's office for the Canon image runner color copier. May I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion.
How much is it?
You're going with the lowest bid.
I
have more than one bid?
Yeah, there's three bids.
Let me pass.
Okay.
The lowest, you have a problem?
This is the Grants Committee purchase order recommendation.
I'll take that.
There's nothing over there?
Would you go get it? Thank you. The wrong one is here. Okay, we do have a bid for $8,975.56. May I have a motion?
I'll make that motion too.
Been motioned and seconded? Yeah, give me a minute so she can have it in her. I need a minute. Well, her machine is probably running. Mr. Acidoy.
Aye. Yes.
Mr. Robertson. Mr. Milan.
Aye.
And Mr. Adler.
Mr. Adler.
Aye. So moved. Are there any additional questions for the coroner's office? Is this all you have for us today, the only request? Are there any questions? If not, thank you. The sheriff's office.
I think we have two purchasing requests there, Madam Chairman. One is for the maintenance agreement on our radio councils and headquarters. And the second one is for equipment to be placed in new vehicles. And both are within our budget. The equipment is from capital outlay, and the maintenance agreement on the radio councils is from the regular sheriff's budget.
The request is for 10 new vehicles within budget, and can we do them both together? Is it okay to do them both together?
Sure.
Yeah. And the dispatch console maintenance renewal in the amount of $15,472.
Okay.
The vehicles are...
There shouldn't be vehicles on there.
Is
it
equipment for the
vehicle?
No.
Equipment for the
vehicles. Yeah. Resolution to purchase new equipment for 10 new vehicles in the amount of $32,930. May I have a motion on?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Mr. Acidoyan.
Aye.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. Milan.
Aye.
And Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Thank you. Are there any additional questions for the sheriff's office? Do you have anything else, Sheriff?
No.
Okay, so moved. License investigator.
Yes, there are no violations in the liquor ordinance.
That's this month.
I've been doing a walkthrough of all mobile home parks for annually to see through how many violations they have, as we're wanting to also work on getting their zoning up to grade. From what I understand, their zoning has not been correct for quite some time. They're supposed to rezone every so many years, which they have not done. And so we're going to hold their licenses this year until they are zoned properly, and we're going to do an annual inspection real good so that they bring them into compliance before they get the license to do so. That's what I've been working on. And that's about all for me, but I think Jennifer has some things.
Yes, the AMVET post. We've got two applications here for two new applicants on the license. The previous two individuals that were on their license from the renewal process in December have withdrawn from the license.
If they have a change, like in their organization, do they have to do that mid-year, or can they wait until the end of the year? Like if they have an election in May, and they've already got their licenses.
They have to go through a background check?
No. Do they have to change their names on the application during that year if two guys got off and two guys got on?
Before the renewal period.
Before the renewal period, or can they wait until the renewal period?
If there's a licensee, they have to change their name. Yes.
Right away. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we don't have a license. You just have a question on the mobile home.
Yeah. The one out there on Sandy Lane, are they complying with change? Is it Sand Lane?
Yeah, Sunny Shore, is that what you're talking about?
Sand Road.
That's are they I've driven by there. It seems like I still
Stone
see
Meadows
some.
Or there's two on Sand Road.
Well, the one that applied for the
I think it's Stone Meadows.
Okay.
That is what you're talking about.
Yeah. The one on the right.
They're working on complying and getting in line. They're not able to put any more trailers there until they do.
Right, and I was just wondering if they are actually working towards complying. Or
they actually have fired a group that was there working on the grounds and the steward, and so they got a new company.
Okay.
And I think they're working towards that. But to say they're making great strides, no.
Because I've driven by there a few times and it doesn't look
good. Yeah, I just did an inspection there.
Okay, we do have these two applications for licenses. May I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, second.
Aye.
Ms. Gunn?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Malone?
Aye.
And Adler?
Aye.
So moved. And we also have a couple of motel licenses here that we need approval on.
Thank you.
From the Sun Motel and Budget Motel. Are you familiar with them, Mr.?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Sun Motel.
Just the motels.
Okay. Is that the guy, or is he next door to the guy that wanted to add another room, Patel?
This is a motel.
Remember the incident we had a couple years ago where they wanted to add another bedroom or something, and we thought they were going to rent it out. He was in several violations.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, is he still violating the rules? Or?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Is he the same guy that just built that new one down at Pontoon Beach?
It's two different names. I mean, the last name is the same on both of these.
Oh, the brand new one's going up now? I think he's got...
it's the same family.
But see, Patel is like Smith. Yeah. You know, there's a whole bunch of Patels. And they're all related somehow. You know, I mean, they've even got that crummy place right across 270 on the right.
So may I have a motion to... to approve these motel licenses.
Follow them around.
Did I get a
so
did I
moved.
Hear motion? So
second.
Moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
So we'll have
those.
Anything else from either of
you? Multiple slum landlords in one place.
Emergency management?
Yes, one thing, gentlemen.
Yes.
You have in front of you, it's a little flyer. We're having a public forum coming up. We were granted grant monies to redo or revise our 2006 county natural hazards mitigation plan. And we are coming to a close with our revisions, and we'll be holding this public forum, and the consulting firm that we had hired via the grant that was approved by this board, Johnson, Depp, and Quisenberry out of Springfield. They will be there to answer any questions on the plan. So this is just a chance for the public to review and comment. And also, we'd like to invite any of you who haven't seen our emergency operations center, since we'll be open that evening. This may be a good chance for you guys to come by and see that if you'd like. If there's no questions,
what kind of day is it?
Any additional questions or comments? No. Thank you for the input. The purchase approval of Mrs. Kuhn, let the minutes show that she did arrive and she's going to be signing those. Do we have any new business to come before this committee today? Yes, I was going to give Ms. Kuhn a chance to
have it
to view them before.
So what do we do about the lottery now? What's the next step on that?
He's
going to court. He's complaining, or
he signed a complaint.
I don't know, but is the bar owner fighting it, or
yes, only so. I saw him the other night, and he said that
because it was reported. It said that after the he advised the guy that they could play loudly until 10 o'clock. They returned to one. He told them to shut the band down because they were too loud.
I got a feeling he's got an issue with the music and where he is. He's in a residential area. He's got a genuine complaint.
Sure.
I think from the landlord, and I think it's the guy who's targeting because he's the only one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's just the only one because he's
the only one violating it. Yeah.
Okay. You all have had an opportunity to view the purchase recommendations. May I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Ms. Cassidoria?
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
And Mr. Epler? So moved. You have any new anything else? What about
There was no report.
Just said it would be nice.
Is there anything else to come before this committee today?
Cake or candy or something.
If not, I make a motion. Ask for a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.